Today's Leading Women episode 663 with the wonderful Tamika Hope.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I do it? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Tamika Hope. Tamika Hope is a publicist, speaker, and author of the Indie Insider 10 Key Facts from Music Industry Insiders. Tamika got her start in the world of entertainment as a college intern at LaFace Records in Atlanta, Georgia. She went on to work to Usher and Goody Mob before launching her own PR and editorial company. The pair toured in with Oprah Winfrey in 2014 on her 8th City Life You Want tour. Hope served as label publicist for Big Boy Purple Ribbon imprint, where she oversaw the projects of Killer Mike, Sleepy Brown, and many others. To learn more, visit www.tamikahope.com. Again, that's www.tamikahope.com. I'm sorry, tamikahope.com. It's T-A-M-I-K-O, hope.com. Women of the world, Ms. Tamika Hope. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Good morning. Hopefully it'll be morning.
Yes, it's good morning in some parts of the world, like here in the U.S. and Eastern, and in the Europe probably is afternoon or evening, yeah, and other parts of the country. Well, anyway, it was such a delight having you on the show. I'm so excited to be chatting with you. Thank you so much for being here. I'm sure our listeners are delighted as well. So, Tamika, I really love what you're doing with your business. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind.
Okay.
So let's start with the business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Sure. I started a boutique PR firm called, actually, it was an editorial firm at first called Word Inc. I named it that because I'm a lover of words. I like to write. I'm the type of person that keeps, you know, many journals, and I fill them up with thoughts or quotes. So I like ink on paper, like I like to write. So Word Ink became the name of the editorial firm, and I was doing a lot of bios, which I still do to this day. I had also written for a few magazines, and so I was really just offering writing services. But the writing services turned into, you know, of course, press releases, which meant that I met a lot of artists. I had a background in working in PR, interning at LaFace Records, and I started, you know, doing PR under Word Inc. So that's kind of the story behind that. But as of recently, of course, we're in the age of social media, and I have a pretty cool last name that honestly I didn't really respect, I don't think, until later in life. My parents always would tell me, oh, you know, you have the perfect last name to do something. So I'm launching TamikaHope.com soon. And what goes under that umbrella is pretty much I have a lecture series that I call Hope, which is hearing other people's experiences. And it pertains to the music and entertainment industry. It's kind of like a TED Talk style event where I, instead of the person talking for about 18 to 20 minutes. I just interview them for that period of time and asking them how they basically got started in their business and how they launched their business to help the audience. And so that's a little bit about the things that I'm doing right now.
Oh, what a beautiful story. I love how you share that one, how you got started, how it is starting now. And I love the acronym of HOPE. Yeah, you really have a great name. It's such a joy when you mention or when you read HOPE. Well, there's something to it, the word itself. And I love what you said about HOPE being hearing other people's experiences. And now I'm excited to be following up on this when you release these interviews of this other business entrepreneurs or other entrepreneurs' experiences and stories and journey, because that's what Today's New Women is all about too. So what an inspiring thing that you have there happening, you know, happening in the very near future. So we'll watch out for that. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
Which the word ink or hope? Which are you speaking of? The editorial firm and PR firm, what inspired me to do that?
Yeah, or the whole business itself. Being a business owner, for example, what inspires you being a business owner?
I think because I worked a few jobs in college. I was one of those kids where my parents were very adamant about me keeping my focus on school. So I didn't really work while I was in school. But the couple of odd jobs that I did pick up, it made me realize that I just did not like being on a regimented schedule. You know, I was very creative, always creative. And so I like being able to kind of work on my own time schedule. And I think, you know, even being in college, you know, I was able to create my own class schedule. And so I was able to, do the classes or schedule the classes at times that were conducive to my own, preference. So it kind of spilled over into my career. Working in the entertainment industry is no really rhyme or reason to a lot of what goes on. And as you mentioned when you introduced me, I interned at LaFace Records. And, you know, so I was able to see business executives come in at 11 a.m. or 12 p.m., but they might stay till 8, 9 o'clock at night. So I was really intrigued by that. I was like, wow, you know, you don't have to necessarily get up super early and you don't have to stop, you know, at 5 o'clock or at 6 o'clock. So I think, you know, me being around that type of energy just really, really, made me want to be an entrepreneur and do things my way. So I think that was the main motivation, just kind of wanting to do things my way. And and I realized you could get paid for doing something or doing things that you actually enjoyed and things that brought you pure happiness. And obviously when I say happiness, I don't mean you loving your job and loving the duties that you do every single minute of the day, but overall you have I think job happiness. So that was one of the main reasons, is just kind of being able to set my own schedule and run a business, a successful business, doing it my way.
Oh, that I'm sure a lot of us shares that inspiration you have, because as entrepreneurs, we love that flexibility, we love the autonomy, we love that ability to do or to work whenever we want. I'm not a morning person either, so having a business that I can operate wherever I am really affords me that flexibility. So what an inspiration that one is. And you mentioned about being creative as one of your qualities, because as entrepreneurs we are creative people. But share our listeners other characteristics or personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that they can learn from.
Well, I think networking, I know it's probably, overused, but I think that that's really important to be able to surround yourself with people that can help you grow. And that has been a main factor in how my career and life has turned out, just being around people that can help me. And also playing when I say playing, meaning, you know, working with people that are also better than you are in certain areas in order to help you improve. I think it was, I can't remember the name of the, I think John Maxwell, you know, had mentioned in one of the books that I read, like, if you want to be a better golfer, you know, play with someone that's better than you are. So definitely being around people that are doing exactly what you want to do, or doing it at a level that's a little bit above where you are, that's definitely, you know, has been beneficial. Obviously having a deep desire, a desire for what it is that you do. Same thing, I guess, as passion. Being extremely visionary towards what it is that you're doing. And then also reading has been amazing for me. You know, I read a lot, and I read things that pertain to my industry as well as things that don't, because honestly, I found more inspiration from things that don't pertain exactly to what I do. I might find an idea that works in a completely different genre of music, for example, and I might be able to apply that to my client or my business. So those are three things that have definitely been impactful towards my career.
Love those. I mean, of course, it's, you know, building a business is all about building relationships, and networking and surrounding yourself with like-minded people are so important, are so huge, especially not just within your industry, but outside your industry as well. You ram into their successes, you role model them, you see what they do, you see the routines, or you see the rituals. So important to surround yourselves with like-minded people. Having that desire, having that passion for what you do, of course, that is so paramount as well. And I love what you said about being a wide reader or reading a lot. That really helps not only feed your mind, but all of those ideas. You get it from, you know, learning from other people. And that has been one of the ways that I got started, because I started, you know, started devouring a lot of books and ideas. Wow, it really started coming through, pouring through. So it's really important to at least read books, or spend at least 10 or 20 minutes of your day reading a book, reading a good book. And I love what you said about not just within your industry, but outside your industry as well, because you get those ideas that you can apply into your life or into your business as well.
Correct. Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges, it takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Well, you know what? It's funny because I also offer public speaking, or not public speaking, but media training services as one of you know, the parts of my business, because I deal a lot with media, obviously. And it's funny because I have not in the past enjoyed public speaking. So that was a challenge for me when I became an author, because obviously, you know, people want to know about the book and you get invited different places to speak about the book. I've been on several different panels and, of course, talking to people like yourself. So one of the challenges for me was to become a better speaker. So I joined Toastmasters. I was living in New Jersey at the time. And so I joined the local Toastmasters to help me with that skill. So I think that that was a challenge for me. Also, in terms of, I guess, a more broader topic, but I guess, you know, not being a morning person, we talked about that earlier, but I've learned that, you know, I have to get up. For me, I hated being behind the eight ball doing PR when I switched from editorial services to doing PR, because with editorial service, people just want that deadline. They just need that work on that deadline. However, when I switched over and started doing publicity, you know, I couldn't wake up at 11:15 because I might have 10 emails or missed text messages from a publication or a blog that needed a picture by a certain time in order for a piece to run, or they needed to clarify some information by a certain time. So I somewhat made myself a morning person. So that was, a challenge that I think that I had, is to become a morning person. And I know that probably doesn't work, it won't work for everybody, but it certainly helped me to be able to just get up early and feel like, I was getting a jump on my day. And then also carving out just some quiet time. So I started meditating. I meditated before this call even, just to kind of, focus and think about, how I wanted my day to go. I do that every morning. I spent about 15, 20 minutes just thinking about what I want my day to look like. Because, I live in a very, fast-paced industry. We live in a busy world, so I think carving out that personal time, and for me, doing it first thing in the morning has been very beneficial. And staying motivated a lot of times is a challenge, but, I deal with rejection all day, every day. And so, getting discouraged sometimes has been a big challenge, but what I've done to, kind of combat that is to keep, motivational scriptures or quotes in the notes section on my phone, or I might have videos that are queued up in my phone that, I can refer to keep, keep me going, get me back on track. And really, I just tell myself, that, I learned this actually from one of my clients. He says, I tell myself I'm a champion every day. And I thought that's a great thing to tell yourself every day, So I tell my things, or tell myself things like that, like, you've been here before, you can do it again, or, this is, you can get over it. If you don't die, it's it can be handled. So, I think that those are three things that have, kept me going despite the challenge behind it.
Love those lessons that you've just shared with us on those challenges that you've experienced. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate to this. I mean, fear of public speaking, oh, that was one thing. And I like you, I joined those masters, and that really helped me, because in the beginning, oh my God, I couldn't get in front to speak. I would just shut off. I would just be blank. Really helps. So I know Toastmasters have been really helpful for me, I'm sure for a lot. I'm sure you can check them out in your local area. Getting up early or becoming a morning person, that's a hurdle for me as well. But like what you said, I love your routines about starting your day with meditation. I've learned that one, and I've been practicing it religiously over the last 3 years, and it's been life-changing. And yeah, the secret really is to have those routines, to your rituals. Go to bed early, and then so you can get up early. And of course, do those morning routines like meditation, time for yourself. Love what you said about staying motivated, because I'm sure all of us and some way, shape, or form have experienced this. But of course, listening, reading, feeding your mind with inspirational books, listening to audios, something that will really feed your mind, because that's really important to keep feeding our mind, and listening to positive thoughts, reading good books, that really helps you in that, because staying motivated and getting disciplined about it. There are days that you won't feel like you want to do what you are doing, but that those are normal days. Those are okay. You just have to keep doing whatever what you're doing without giving up. So let's learn from these challenges that Tamiko just shared with us, and that when they do happen to us, we now know what to do. All right, let's talk a little bit about work-life balance. I love what you said about starting your day with meditation. Share with our listeners what other ways that you deal with the work-life balance in terms of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business.
I think that's something I'm still trying to figure out. But I will say, after I meditate, I do a little bit of exercise, whether that's, depending on what time. I try to get up usually around the same time every day, but depending on how much time I have before I need to get my day started, after I meditate, I will do maybe some mat floor exercises, stretching, a few sit-ups, push-ups, just something to get the the blood pumping that helps, you know, of course, with the health. And then sometimes I just like to take a quick walk outside just to clear my mind, you know, breathe in the fresh air. To me, it's a great way to just start the day. So that really, really helps. And then also, I think that, you know, just being able to connect with, you know, your family and friends on, you know, as often as possible. For me, that's Sunday for me. I use that either to do, you know, brunch or dinner, or even just taking about an hour at the end of my day to make phone calls to family members and friends who I haven't, you know, been able to speak with, just to catch up, just to hear a voice outside of, you know, the industry that I work in, people that have nothing to do with you know, work related, and they have no concern for what I do work-wise unless I, you know, have something that I want to discuss. But, you know, just kind of disconnecting myself from what I do, unplugging from that world. And I'm a big proponent of staycations where I might, you know, find a really decent rate on a room. I usually go to the W or the A Loft here in Atlanta, but I will just, you know, take that $100, $120 and invest it in a room for overnight just to kind of feel like, okay, you know, I'm getting away, even though I'm in the, you know, I'm in the same city. So, those are, you know, a few ways that I, you know, kind of unplug and unwind and feel like I have some sort of, you know, balance in my life.
Love those tips. Yeah, I mean, starting your day with meditation and doing some form of exercise, oh, that is such a huge, a big routine that I incorporate myself, and that has really changed and set the you know, my day, set the mood for my day, because I know when I don't do them, I feel horrible during the day. So that gives me that motivation to do it. I imagine the feeling that I get after doing it, and that really keeps me doing it on a daily basis. Of course, we have to connect with our friends, our family, because you know, the reality is, you know, building a business, you know, can be, you know, isolating, and we need to, you know, to unplug as often as we can and connect with our friends, with the family, and do some activities outside of building our business. I love what you said about staycation. Yeah, it's not, you don't have to wait for that grand big vacation. Right. You know, you can do just, I love that. I've been hearing about this, and I've been doing this myself too. Just getting away in our local community, totally being unplugged, going for a day, for example, staying in a small hotel, for example, and doing something that really invigorates you, really helps you recharge. That is awesome. That it will be really helpful. So let's incorporate these tips that Tamiko just shared with us, and see how we can make this work-life balance work for us. All right, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success, or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
Let's see. I think that one of the things, if we're, you know, specifically speaking of women entrepreneurs, I had a hard time doing it when I first started myself, but asking for what it is that you want. I see my male counterparts, they do it all the time. They are, you know, ferocious about it. They just simply state what it is that they want and need. And so that's something that I've had to learn over the years, and I would just, you know, definitely advise upstarts to ask for what it is that you want. Obviously, you have to be qualified, but beyond that, you know, definitely ask for what it is that you want. Let me think. I think also just being prepared. I think that preparation is a great boost to self-esteem. So when you know what it is that, you know, you want, you know what it is that that you need, and then you prepare yourself for those things, it definitely helps. There's this thing called be, do, and have, that, you know, whatever it is that you want to be, go ahead and start being, you know, that person. So if you want to be the CEO, what are the things that the CEO does, and start, you know, doing and mimicking those things to the best of your ability, and, you know, just start, you know, doing it, and then you will become it. So those are the be, do, have principle is something that I would definitely advise people to do. And then also, you know, kind of do whatever it takes to get a job done. As you mentioned, too, in my introduction, I had the amazing opportunity to travel with Oprah and her team for the Life You Want tour last year. And one of the things that I noticed at our second stop, which was in Detroit, there was a bit of traffic getting into the arena where the event was being held. And I saw a man get on top of a car and start directing traffic. And what I later found out was he was the president of the network of Harpo, I believe. So, you know, having that attitude that, you know, it's, no matter what, if it's your job title or not, if you see something that needs to be done, do it. And I think, you know, when I was coming up, a lot of times I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm not qualified to do that, or I shouldn't do that. You know, sometimes you have to just, you know, just act. So I think that that's something. And I know I think I've stated three, but one thing that just popped in my head is that whole ready, or was it, gosh, it kind of slipped my mind, but basically being prepared, but then you don't go for it, that ready, aim, fire, where a lot of people, they're ready, they aim, but they never pull the trigger. You know, you have to just start somewhere. And I know I said earlier, I'm not contradicting myself about, you know, being, you know, skilled already. I think you have to know what you know, as much as you can know, and then just go, you know, and don't let that fear hold you back, because one of the things that we're going to do as entrepreneurs, especially early on, is fail. And, you know, as they say, failure is the quickest way to success, because now you have a way to correct your path. And I think a great example of that, of course, is our GPS system, to where, you know, you can miss your mark, but the great thing, it reroutes. And that's what we have to do when we fail. You know, it's okay. You know, we just need to reroute.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. The first one is to ask for what you want. This is really huge, especially for us women, because I noticed that pricing, for example, or asking for what we were worth, or charging for our prices, that is some kind of... yeah, there's some resistance there. I still notice people a lot about it, but it's really important to stand for it and know that you have to, you deserve it. You deserve to ask for what you are worth. You deserve to ask for what you want. You deserve to be charging people for what you are providing them. Really important concept there. Being prepared, love what you said about be, do, and have. And yes, it is really, really boost your self-esteem, your self-confidence when you are prepared. And of course, what you said about doing whatever you can to get things done is so important. I love what your example there. And yeah, the book Ready in Fire, love that book as well. It's really, it's all about putting your idea out there, getting feedback, not you know, waiting to be perfect, you know, because it's never going to be perfect. And of course, when you fail, learn from it. And it's not going to be, I look at putting things out there. I look at failure as well. Okay, testing. Okay, so that didn't work. Okay, so let's try another one. So if you look at it in a different perspective, that makes it a lot better. And that gives you more opportunity to see, okay, what can I do better? Or what should I be switching? So great tips here that Tamiko just shared with us. Let's take action on them today. Lastly, Tamiko, share our listeners that one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service. where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
My website, TamikoHope.com, T as in Tom, A, M as in Mary, I-K-O, Hope, H-O-P-E.com. And I am on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and it's all my name, at Tamiko Hope. And I recently joined Periscope, it's my name as well, and I'm thinking about Snapchat, so if I do, it will be my name also.
All right, so for our listeners out there, love for you to check out more of what Tamiko is doing and what she's putting out there and how she can serve you at www.tamikohope. Follow her on social media as well at Tamiko Hope. I'll make sure to have this on our show notes as well. So again, just www.tamikohope. And of course, especially if you are in the music industry, entertainment industry, pick up her book, The Indie Insider, 10 Key Facts from Music Industry Insiders. Great resource there. Again, that link is www.tamikohope.com. Tamiko, thank you so much for being so generous and sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And it was a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.